This is take two, side one. The Summons of the Lord of Hosts, Tablets of Baha'u'llah, continuing from page 44. 82. Bring then into being, O by our leave, resplendent mirrors and exalted letters that shall testify to thy sovereignty and dominion, bear witness to thy might and glory, and be the manifestations of thy names amidst mankind. We have caused thee again to be the origin and the creator of all mirrors, even as we brought them forth from thee aforetime. And we shall cause thee to return unto mine own self, even as we called thee forth in the beginning. Thy Lord verily is the unconstrained, the all-powerful, the all-compelling. Warn then these mirrors, once they have been made manifest, lest they swell with pride before their Creator and Fashioner when he appeareth amongst them, or let the trappings of leadership delude and debar them from bowing and submission before God, the Almighty, the All-Beauteous. 83. Say, O concourse of mirrors, ye are but a creation of my will and have come to exist by virtue of my command. Beware lest ye deny the verses of my Lord, and be of them who have wrought injustice and are numbered with the lost. Beware lest ye cling unto that which ye possess, or take pride in your fame and renown. That which behooveth you is to wholly detach yourselves from all that is in the heavens and on the earth. Thus hath it been ordained by him who is the all-powerful, the Almighty. 84. O temple of my cause, say, should I wish to transform in a single moment all things into mirrors of my names, this undoubtedly is in my power. How much more in the power of my Lord, who hath called me into being through his all-compelling and inscrutable command? And should I choose to revolutionize the entire creation in the twinkling of an eye, this assuredly is possible unto me. How much more unto that sovereign purpose enshrined in the will of God, my Lord and the Lord of all the worlds. 85. Say, O ye manifestations of my names, should ye offer up all that ye possess, nay, your very lives, in the path of God, and invoke him to the number of the grains of sand, the drops of rain, and the waves of the sea, and yet oppose the manifestation of his cause at the time of his appearance, your works shall in no wise be mentioned before God. Should ye, however, neglect all righteous works, and yet choose to believe in him in these days, God perchance will put away your sins. He verily is the all-glorious, the most bountiful. Thus doth the Lord inform you of his purpose, that haply ye may not wax proud before the one through whom whatsoever hath been revealed from all eternity hath been confirmed. Happy is he who approacheth this most sublime vision, and woe to them that turn aside. Page 46. 86. How numerous those who expend all their wealth in the path of God, and whom we find at the hour of his revelation to be of the rebellious and the froward. How many those who keep the fast in the daytime, only to protest against the one by whose very command the ordinance of the fast was first established. Such men are in truth of the ignorant. And how many those who subsist on the coarsest bread, who take for their only seat the grass of the field, and who undergo every manner of hardship merely to maintain their superiority in the eyes of men. Thus do we expose their deeds, that this may serve as a warning unto others. These are the ones who subject themselves to all manner of austerities before the gaze of others in the hope of perpetuating their names, whilst in reality no mention shall remain of them save in the curses and imprecations of the dwellers of earth and heaven. 87. Say, would it profit you in the least if, as ye fondly imagine, your names were to endure? Nay, by the Lord of all the worlds, was the idol Uzzah made any greater by this, that its name lived on amidst the worshippers of names? Footnote on the name Uzzah. One of the trio of Arabian goddesses whose worship was abolished by the Prophet Muhammad. And a footnote. Nay, by him who is the self of God, the all-glorious, the all-compelling, should your names fade from every mortal mind, and yet God be well pleased with you, ye will indeed be numbered among the treasures of his name, the most hidden. Thus have we sent down our verses, that they may attract you unto the source of all lights, and acquaint you with the purpose of your Lord, the all-knowing, the all-wise. Abstain then from all that hath been forbidden unto you in the book, and eat of the lawful things which God hath provided for your sustenance. Deprive not yourself of his goodly bestowals, for he verily is the most generous, the Lord of grace abounding. Subject not yourselves to excessive hardships, but follow the way we have made plain unto you through our luminous verses and precipitous proofs, and be not of the negligent. 88. O concourse of divines, it is not yours to boast if ye abstain from drinking wine and from similar transgressions which have been forbidden you in the book, for should ye commit such deeds, the dignity of your station would then be tainted in the eyes of the people, your affairs would be disrupted, and your name disgraced and dishonored. Nay, your true and abiding glory resideth in submission to the word of him who is the eternal truth, and in your inward and outward detachment from aught else besides God, the all-compelling, the almighty. Great is the blessedness of that divine that hath not allowed knowledge to become a veil between him and the one who is the object of all knowledge, and who, when the self-subsisting appeared, hath turned with a beaming face towards him. He in truth is numbered with the learned. The inmates of paradise seek the blessing of his breath, and his lamp sheddeth its radiance over all who are in heaven and on earth. He verily is numbered with the inheritors of the prophets. He that beholdeth him hath verily beheld the true one, and he that turneth towards him hath verily turned towards God, the Almighty, the All-Wise. 89. O ye, the dawning places of knowledge, beware that ye suffer not yourselves to become changed, for as ye change, most men will likewise change. This verily is an injustice unto yourselves and unto others. Unto this beareth witness every man of discernment and insight. Ye are even as a spring. If it be changed, so will the streams that branch out from it be changed. Fear God, and be numbered with the godly. In like manner, if the heart of man be corrupted, his limbs will also be corrupted. And similarly, if the root of a tree be corrupted, its branches and its offshoots and its leaves and its fruits will be corrupted. Thus have we set forth similitudes for your instruction, that perchance ye may not be debarred by the things ye possess from attaining unto that which hath been destined for you by him who is the all-glorious, the most bountiful. 90. It is indeed in our power to take up a handful of dust and to adorn it with the vesture of our names. This, however, would be but a sign of our favor, and not an indication of any merit it may have inherently possessed. Thus hath it been revealed in truth by him who is the sovereign revealer, the all-knowing. Consider the black stone, which God hath made a point whereunto all men turn in adoration. Footnote on the black stone. A small rock situated low in the eastern corner of the Kaaba. And footnote. Hath this bounty been conferred upon it by virtue of its innate excellence? Nay, by mine own self. Or doth such distinction stem from its intrinsic worth? Nay, by mine own being, whose essence even the wisest and most discerning of men have failed to grasp. 91. Again, consider the Mosque of Aqsa, and the other places which we have made sanctuaries unto the people in every land and region. The honor and distinction they enjoy is in no wise due to their own merit, but stemmeth from their relation to our manifestations, whom we have appointed as the daysprings of our revelation amidst mankind, if ye be of them that understand. In this there lieth a wisdom inscrutable to all save God. Inquire that he may graciously make plain unto you his purpose. His knowledge, verily, embraces all things. Detach yourselves, O people, from the world and all its vanities, and heed not the call of such as has disbelieved in God, and join partners with him. Arise above the horizon of utterance to extol and praise your Lord, the All-Merciful. This is that which God hath purposed for you. Well is it with them who perceive it. 92. Say, O people, We have commanded you in our tablets to strive at the time of the promised revelation to sanctify your souls from all names and to purify them from all that hath been created in the heavens or on the earth, that therein may appear the splendors of the Sun of Truth, which shineth forth above the horizon of the will of your Lord, the Almighty, the Most Great. We have, moreover, commanded you to cleanse your hearts from every trace of the love or hate of the peoples of the world, lest aught should divert you from one course or impel you towards another. This verily is among the weightiest counsels I have vouchsafed unto you in the Priscippicus book. For whoso attacheth himself to either of these shall be prevented from attaining a proper understanding of our cause. To this beareth witness every just and discerning soul. 93. Ye, however, have broken the covenant of God, forgotten his testament, and at last turned away from him whose appearance hath solaced the eyes of every true believer in the divine unity. Lift up the veils and coverings that obscure your vision, and consider the testimonies of the prophets and messengers, that haply ye may recognize the cause of God in these days, when the promised one hath come invested with a mighty sovereignty. Fear God, and debar yourselves not from him who is the dayspring of his signs. This shall, in truth, but profit your own selves, as to your Lord he verily can afford to dispense with all creatures. From everlasting was he alone, there was none else beside him. He it is in whose name the standard of divine unity hath been planted upon the Sinai of the visible and invisible worlds, proclaiming that there is none other God but me, the peerless, the glorious, the incomparable. 94. Behold, however, how those who are but a creation of his will and command have turned aside from him, and have taken unto themselves a Lord and Master beside God. These truly are of the wayward. The mention of the All-Merciful hath at all times been upon their lips, and yet when he manifested unto them through the power of truth, they warred against him. Wretched indeed shall be the plight of such as have broken the covenant of their Lord, when the luminary of the world shone forth above the horizon of the will of God, the Most Holy, the All-Knowing, the All-Wise. It was against God that they unsheathed the swords of malice and hatred, and yet they perceive it not. Methinks they remain dead and buried in the tombs of their selfish desires, though the breeze of God hath blown over all regions. They truly are wrapped in a dense and grievous veil, and oft as the verses of God are rehearsed unto them, they persist in proud disdain. It is as though they were devoid of all understanding, or had never heard the call of God, the Most Exalted, the All-Knowing. 95. Say, alas for you, how can ye profess yourselves believers when ye deny the verses of God, the Almighty, the All-Wise? Say, O people, turn your faces unto your Lord, the All-Merciful. Beware lest ye be veiled by aught that hath been revealed in the Bayan. It was, in truth, revealed for no other purpose than to make mention of me, the All-Powerful, the Most High, and had no other object than my beauty. The whole world hath been filled with my testimony, if ye be of them that judge with fairness. 96. Had the primal point been someone else beside me, as ye claim, and had attained my presence, verily he would have never allowed himself to be separated from me, but rather we would have had mutual delights with each other in my days. He, in truth, wept sore in his remoteness from me. He preceded me that he might summon the people unto my kingdom, as it hath been set forth in the tablets, could he but perceive it. O would that men of hearing might be found, who could hear the voice of his lamentation in the Bayan, bewailing that which hath befallen me at the hands of these heedless souls, bemoaning his separation from me, and giving utterance to his longing to be united with me, the Mighty, the Peerless. He verily beholdeth at this very moment his best beloved amidst those who were created to attain his day, and to prostrate themselves before him, and yet who have inflicted in their tyranny such abasement upon him as the pen confesseth its inability to describe. 97. Say, O people, we verily summon you in our former revelation unto this scene of transcendent glory, the seat of stainless sanctity, and announced unto you the advent of the days of God. Yet when the most great veil was rent asunder, and the ancient beauty came unto you in the clouds of God's decree, ye repudiated in him in whom ye had believed aforetime. Woe betide you, O company of infidels! Fear ye God, and nullify not the truth with the things ye possess. When the luminary of divine verses dawneth upon you from the horizon of the pen of the King of all names and attributes, fall ye prostrate upon your faces before God, the Lord of the worlds. For to bow down in adoration at the threshold of his door is indeed better for you than the worship of both worlds, and to submit to his revelation is more profitable unto you than whatsoever hath been created in the heavens and on the earth. 98. Say, O people, I admonish you wholly for the sake of God, and seek no reward from you. For my recompense shall be with God. He who hath brought me into being, raised me up by the power of truth, and made me the source of his remembrance amidst his creatures. Hasten to behold this divine and glorious vision, the spot wherein God hath established his seat. Follow not that which the evil one whispereth in your hearts, for he verily doth prompt you to walk after your lusts and covetous desires, and hindereth you from treading the straight path which this all-embracing and all-compelling cause hath opened. 99. Say, the evil one hath appeared in such wise as the eye of creation hath never beheld. He who is the beauty of the All-Merciful hath likewise been made manifest with an adorning, the like of which hath never been witnessed in the past. The call of the All-Merciful hath been raised, and behind it the call of Satan. Well is it with them who hearken unto the voice of God, and turn their faces towards his throne, to behold a most holy and blessed vision. For whoso cherisheth in his heart the love of any one beside me, be it to the extent of a grain of a mustard seed, shall be unable to gain admittance into my kingdom. To this beareth witness that which adorneth the preamble of the book of existence, could he but perceive it. Say, this is the day whereon God's most great favor hath been made manifest. The voice of all who are in the heavens above and on the earth below proclaimeth my name, and singleth forth my praises, could ye but hear it. 100. O temple of divine revelation, sound the trumpet in my name. O temple of divine mysteries, raise the clarion call of thy Lord, the unconditioned, the unconstrained. O maid of heaven, step forth from the chambers of paradise and announce unto the people of the world, by the righteousness of God, he who is the best beloved of the worlds, he who hath ever been the desire of every perceiving heart, the object of the adoration of all that are in heaven and on earth, and the cynosure of the former and the latter generations, is now come. 101. Take heed lest ye hesitate in recognizing this resplendent beauty when once he hath appeared in the plenitude of his sovereign might and majesty. He verily is the true one, and all besides him is as naught before a single one of his servants, and paleth into nothingness when brought face to face with the revelation of his splendors. Hasten then to attain the living waters of his grace, and be not of the negligent. As to him who hesitateth, though it be for less than a moment, God shall verily bring his works to naught, and return him to the seat of wrath. Wretched indeed is the abode of them that tarry. Page 54, paragraph 102, Pope Pius the Ninth. O Pope, rend the veils asunder. He who is the Lord of Lords is come, overshadowed with clouds, and the decree hath been fulfilled by God, the Almighty, the Unrestrained. Dispel the mists through the power of thy Lord, and ascend unto the kingdom of his names and attributes. Thus hath the pen of the Most High commanded thee at the behest of thy Lord, the Almighty, the All-Compelling. He verily hath again come down from heaven, even as he came down from it the first time. Beware that thou dispute not with him, even as the Pharisees disputed with him without a clear token or proof. On his right hand flow the living waters of grace, and on his left the choice wine of justice, whilst before him march the angels of paradise, bearing the banners of his signs. Beware lest any name debar thee from God, the Creator of earth and heaven. Leave thou the world behind thee, and turn towards thy Lord, through whom the whole earth hath been illumined. 103. We have adorned the kingdom with the ornament of our name, the All-Glorious. Thus hath it been decreed by God, the fashioner of all things. Take heed lest thy vain imaginings withhold thee, when once the sun of certitude hath shone forth above the horizon of the utterance of thy Lord, the mighty, the beneficent. Dwellest thou in palaces, whilst he who is the king of revelation liveth in the most desolate of abodes? Leave them unto such as desire them, and set thy face with joy and delight towards the kingdom. 104. Say, O peoples of the earth, destroy the abodes of negligence with the hands of power and assurance, and raise up the mansions of true knowledge within your hearts, that the All-Merciful may shed the radiance of his light upon them. Better is this for you than all that whereon the sun shineth, and unto this beareth witness he who holdeth within his grasp the ultimate decree. The breeze of God hath been wafted over the world at the advent of the Desired One in his great glory, whereupon every stone and clod of earth hath cried out, The Promised One is come, the kingdom is God's, the mighty, the gracious, the forgiving. 105. Beware lest human learning debar thee from him who is the supreme object of all knowledge, or lest the world deter thee from the one who created it and set it upon its course. Arise in the name of thy Lord, the God of mercy, amidst the peoples of the earth, and seize thou the cup of life with the hands of confidence. First drink thou therefrom, and proffer it then to such as turn towards it amongst the people of all faiths. Thus hath the moon of utterance risen above the horizon of wisdom and understanding. 106. Tear asunder the veils of human learning, lest they hinder thee from him who is my name, the self-subsisting. Call thou to remembrance him who was the Spirit, who, when he came, the most learned of his age, pronounced judgment against him in his own country, whilst he who was only a fisherman believed in him. Take heed then, ye men of understanding heart. Thou in truth art one of the sons of the heaven of his names. Guard thyself, lest darkness spread its veils over thee, and fold thee away from his light. Ponder then that which hath been sent down in the book of thy Lord, the Almighty, the All-Bountiful. 107. Say, still your pens, O concourse of divines, for lo, the shrill voice of the pen of glory hath been lifted up between earth and heaven. Cast away all that ye possess, and take fast hold on that which we have revealed unto you with power and authority. The hour that was concealed within the knowledge of God hath struck, whereupon all the atoms of the earth have proclaimed, The Ancient of Days is come in his great glory. Hasten unto him, O peoples of the earth, with humble and contrite hearts. Say, we in truth have given ourselves as a ransom for your own lives. Alas, when we came once again, we beheld you fleeing from us, whereat the eye of my loving kindness wept sore over my people. Fear God, O ye that perceive. 108. Consider those who oppose the Son, when he came unto them with sovereignty and power. How many the Pharisees who were waiting to behold him, and were lamenting over their separation from him. And yet when the fragrance of his coming was wafted over them, and his beauty was unveiled, they turned aside from him and disputed with him. Thus do we impart unto thee that which hath been recorded in the books and scriptures. None save a few, who were destitute of any power amongst men, turned towards his face. And yet today, every man endowed with power and invested with sovereignty prideth himself on his name. In like manner, consider how numerous in these days are the monks who, in my name, have secluded themselves in their churches, and who, when the appointed time was fulfilled and we unveiled our beauty, knew us not, though they call upon me at eventide and at dawn. We behold them clinging to my name, yet veiled from myself. This verily is a strange thing. 109. Say, take heed lest your devotions withhold you from him who is the object of all devotion, or your worship debar you from him who is the object of all worship. Rend asunder the veils of your idle fancies. This is your Lord, the Almighty, the All-Knowing, who hath come to quicken the world and unite all who dwell on earth. Turn unto the day-spring of revelation, O people, and tarry not, be it for less than the twinkling of an eye. Read ye the Evangel, and yet refuse to acknowledge the all-glorious Lord? This indeed beseemeth you not, O concourse of learned men. 1:10. Say, if ye deny this revelation, by what proof have ye believed in God? Produce it then. Thus hath the summons of God been sent down by the pen of the Most High, at the bidding of your Lord, the Most Glorious, in this tablet from whose horizon the splendor of his light hath shone forth. How many are my servants whose deeds have become veils between them and their own selves, and who have been kept back thereby by drawing nigh unto God, he who causeth the winds to blow? 1:11. O concourse of monks, the fragrances of the All-Merciful have wafted over all creation. Happy the man that hath forsaken his desires and taken fast hold of guidance. He indeed is of those who have attained unto the presence of God in this day, a day whereon commotions have seized the dwellers of the earth and filled with dismay all save those who have been exempted by God, he who layeth low the necks of men. Adorn ye your bodies whilst the raiment of God is stained with the blood of hatred at the hands of the people of denial. Issue forth from your habitations and bid the people enter the kingdom of God, the Lord of the day of judgment. The word which the Son concealed is made manifest. It hath been sent down in the form of the human temple in this day. Blessed be the Lord who is the Father. He verily is come unto the nations in his most great majesty. Turn your faces towards him, O concourse of the righteous. 1:13. O followers of all religions, we behold you wandering distraught in the wilderness of error. Ye are the fish of this ocean. Wherefore do ye withhold yourselves from that which sustaineth you? Lo, it surgeth before your faces. Hasten unto it from every clime. This is the day whereon the rock, Peter, crieth out and shouteth, and celebrateth the praise of its Lord, the All-Possessing, the Most High, saying, Lo, the Father is come, and that which ye were promised in the kingdom is fulfilled. This is the word which was preserved behind the veils of grandeur, and which, when the promise came to pass, shed its radiance from the horizon of the divine will with clear tokens. 1:14. My body hath borne imprisonment, that your souls may be released from bondage, and we have consented to be abased, that ye may be exalted. Follow the Lord of glory and dominion, and not every ungodly oppressor. My body longeth for the cross, and mine head awaiteth the thrust of the spear in the path of the All-Merciful, that the world may be purged from its transgressions. Thus hath the day-star of divine authority shone forth from the horizon of the revelation of him who is the possessor of all names and attributes. 1:15. The people of the Quran have risen against us, and tormented us with such a torment that the Holy Spirit lamented, and the thunder roared out, and the clouds wept over us. Among the faithless is he who hath imagined that calamities can deter Baha from fulfilling that which God, the Creator of all things, hath purposed. Say, nay, by him who causeth the rain to fall, nothing whatsoever can withhold him from the remembrance of his Lord. 1:16. By the righteousness of God, should they cast him into a fire kindled on the continent, he will assuredly rear his head in the midmost heart of the ocean and proclaim, He is the Lord of all that are in heaven and all that are on earth. And if they cast him into a darksome pit, they will find him seated on earth's loftiest heights, calling aloud to all mankind, Lo, the desire of the world is come in his majesty, his sovereignty, his transcendent dominion. And if he be buried beneath the depths of the earth, his spirit, soaring to the apex of heaven, shall peal the summons. Behold ye the coming of the glory, witness ye the kingdom of God, the most holy, the gracious, the all-powerful. And if they shed his blood, every drop thereof shall cry out and invoke God in this name, through which the fragrance of his raiment hath been diffused in all directions. 117. Though threatened by the swords of our enemies, we summon all mankind unto God, the fashioner of earth and heaven, and we render him such aid as can be hindered by neither the hosts of tyranny nor the ascendancy of the people of iniquity. Say, O peoples of the earth, scatter the idols of your vain imaginings in the name of your Lord, the All-Glorious, the All-Knowing, and turn ye unto him in this day which God hath made the King of days. 118. O Supreme Pontiff, incline thine ear unto that which the fashioner of mouldering bones counseleth thee, as voiced by him who is his most great name. Sell all the embellished ornaments thou dost possess, and expend them in the path of God, who causeth the night to return upon the day, and the day to return upon the night. Abandon thy kingdom unto the kings, and emerge from thy habitation, with thy face set towards the kingdom, and detached from the world, then speak forth the praises of thy Lord betwixt earth and heaven. Thus hath bidden thee he who is the possessor of names, on the part of thy Lord, the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Exhort thou the kings, and say, deal equitably with men, beware lest ye transgress the bounds fixed in the book. This indeed becometh thee. Beware lest thou appropriate unto thyself the things of the world and the riches thereof. Leave them unto such as desire them, and cleave unto that which hath been enjoined upon thee by him who is the Lord of creation. Should anyone offer thee all the treasures of the earth, refuse to even glance upon them. Be as thy Lord hath been. Thus hath the tongue of revelation spoken that which God hath made the ornament of the book of creation. 119. Consider a pearl which shineth by virtue of its inherent nature. If it be covered with silk, its luster and beauty will be concealed. Likewise, man's distinction lieth in the excellence of his conduct, and in the pursuit of that which beseemeth his station, not in childish play and pastimes. Know that thy true adornment consisteth in the love of God, and in thy detachment from all save him, and not in the luxuries thou dost possess. Abandon them unto those who seek after them, and turn unto God, he who causeth the rivers to flow. 120. Whatever proceeded from the tongue of the Son was revealed in parables, whilst he who proclaimeth the truth in this day speaketh without them. Take heed lest thou cling to the cord of idle fancy, and withhold thyself from that which hath been ordained in the kingdom of God, the Almighty, the All-Bountiful. Should the inebriation of the wine of my verses seize thee, and thou determinest to present thyself before the throne of thy Lord, the Creator of earth and heaven, make my love thy vesture, and thy shield remembrance of me, and thy provision reliance upon God, the revealer of all power. 121. O followers of the Son, we have once again sent John unto you, and he verily hath cried out in the wilderness of the Bayan, O people of the world, cleanse your eyes. The day whereon ye can behold the promised one and attain unto him hath drawn nigh. O followers of the gospel, prepare the way. The day of the advent of the glorious Lord is at hand. Make ready to enter the kingdom. Thus hath it been ordained by God, he who causeth the dawn to break. 122. Give ear unto that which the dove of eternity warbleth upon the twigs of the divine low tree, O peoples of the earth. We sent forth him who was named John to baptize you with water, that your bodies might be cleansed for the appearance of the Messiah. He, in turn, purified you with the fire of love and the water of the Spirit in anticipation of these days whereon the All-Merciful hath purposed to cleanse you with the water of life at the hands of his loving providence. This is the Father foretold by Isaiah, and the Comforter concerning whom the Spirit hath covenanted with you. Open your eyes, O concourse of bishops, that ye may behold your Lord seated upon the throne of might and glory. 123. Say, O peoples of all faiths, walk not in the ways of them that followed the Pharisees and thus veiled themselves from the Spirit. They truly have strayed and are in error. The ancient beauty is come in his most great name, and he wisheth to admit all mankind into his most holy kingdom. The pure in heart behold the kingdom of God manifest before his face. Make haste thereunto, and follow not the infidel and the ungodly. Should your eye be opposed thereto, pluck it out. Reference to Matthew 5:29 and Mark 9:47. Thus hath it been decreed by the pen of the Ancient of Days, as bidden by him who is the Lord of the entire creation. He verily hath come again, that ye might be redeemed, O peoples of the earth. Will ye slay him who desireth to grant you eternal life? Fear God, O ye who are endued with insight. 124. O people, hearken unto that which hath been revealed by your all-glorious Lord, and turn your faces unto God, the Lord of this world and of the world to come. Thus doth he who is the dawning place of the day-star of divine inspiration command you as bidden by the fashioner of all mankind. We verily have created you for the light, and desire not to abandon you unto the fire. Come forth, O people, from darkness by the grace of this sun, which hath shone forth above the horizon of divine providence, and turn thereunto with sanctified hearts and assured souls, with seeing eyes and beaming faces. Thus counseleth you the Supreme Ordainer from the scene of his transcendent glory, that perchance his summons may draw you nigh unto the kingdom of his names. 125. Blessed the one who hath remained faithful to the covenant of God, and woe betide him who hath broken it and disbelieved in him, the knower of secrets. Say, this is the day of bounty. Bestir yourselves that I may make you monarchs in the realms of my kingdom. If ye follow me, ye shall behold that which ye were promised, and I will make you my companions in the dominion of my majesty, and the inmates of my beauty, and the heaven of my power, forevermore. If ye rebel against me, I will in my clemency endure it patiently, that haply ye may awaken and rise from the couch of heedlessness. Thus hath my mercy encompassed you. Fear ye God, and follow not in the ways of those who have turned away from his face, though they invoke his name in the daytime and in the night season. 126. Verily the day of ingathering is come, and all things have been separated from each other. He hath stored away that which he chose in the vessels of justice, and cast into fire that which befitteth it. Thus hath it been decreed by your Lord, the mighty, the loving, in this promised day. He verily ordaineth what he pleaseth. There is none other God save he, the almighty, the all-compelling. The desire of the divine sifter hath been to store up every good thing for mine own self. Naught hath he spoken save to acquaint you with my cause, and to guide you to the path of him whose mention hath adorned all the sacred books. 127. Say, O concourse of Christians, we have on a previous occasion revealed ourselves unto you, and ye recognized me not. This is yet another occasion vouchsafed unto you. This is the day of God. Turn ye unto him. He verily hath come down from heaven, even as he came down the first time, and he desireth to shelter you beneath the shade of his mercy. He verily is the exalted, the mighty, the supreme helper. The beloved one loveth not that ye be consumed with the fire of your desires. Were ye to be shut out as by a veil from him, this would be for no other reason than your own waywardness and ignorance. Ye make mention of me and know me not. Ye call upon me, and are heedless of my revelation, notwithstanding that I came unto you from the heaven of pre-existence with surpassing glory. Rend the veils asunder in my name, and through the power of my sovereignty, that ye may discover a path unto your Lord. 128. The King of Glory proclaimeth from the tabernacle of majesty and grandeur his call, saying, O people of the gospel, they who were not in the kingdom have now entered it, whilst we behold you in this day, tarrying at the gate. Rend the veils asunder by the power of your Lord, the Almighty, the All-Bounteous, and enter then in my name my kingdom. Thus biddeth you he who desireth for you everlasting life. He verily is potent over all things, Blessed are those who have recognized the light and hastened unto it. They verily dwell in the kingdom and partake of the food and drink of God's chosen ones. 129. We behold you, O children of the kingdom, in darkness. This verily beseemeth you not. Are ye in the face of light, fearful because of your deeds? Direct yourselves towards him. Your all-glorious Lord hath blessed his lands with his footsteps. Thus do we make plain unto you the path of him whom the Spirit prophesied. I verily bear witness unto him, even as he hath borne witness unto me. Verily he said, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. In this day, however, we say, Come ye after me, that we may make you to become quickeners of mankind. Thus hath a decree been inscribed in this tablet by the pen of Revelation. 130. O pen of the Most High, bestir thyself in remembrance of other kings in this blessed and luminous book, that perchance they may rise from the couch of heedlessness and give an ear unto that which the nightingale singeth upon the branches of the divine low tree, and hasten towards God in this most wondrous and sublime revelation. Page 67, 131, Napoleon III. O King of Paris, footnote, this is Baha'u'llah's second tablet addressed to the French emperor. An earlier tablet was revealed in Adrianople. And a footnote. O King of Paris, tell the priests to ring the bells no longer. By God, the true one, the most mighty bell hath appeared in the form of him who is the most great name, and the fingers of the will of thy Lord, the most exalted, the most high. Toll it out in the heaven of immortality in his name, the all-glorious. Thus have the mighty verses of thy Lord been again sent down unto thee, that thou mayest arise to remember God, the Creator of earth and heaven, in these days when all the tribes of the earth have mourned, and the foundations of the cities have trembled, and the dust of irreligion hath enwrapped all men, except such as God, the all-knowing, the all-wise, was pleased to spare. Say, He who is the unconstrained is come, in the clouds of light, that he may quicken the world with the breezes of his name, the most merciful, and unify its peoples, and gather all men around this table, which hath been sent down from heaven. Beware that ye deny not the favor of God after it hath been sent down unto you. Better is this for you than that which ye possess, for that which is yours perisheth, whilst that which is with God endureth. He in truth ordaineth what he pleaseth. Verily the breezes of forgiveness have been wafted from the direction of your Lord, the God of mercy. Whoso turneth thereunto shall be cleansed of his sins, and of all pain and sickness. Happy the man that hath turned towards them, and woe betide him that hath turned aside. 132. Wert thou to incline thine inner ear unto all created things, thou wouldst hear, The Ancient of Days is come in his great glory. Everything celebrateth the praise of its Lord. Some have known God and remember him. Others remember him, yet know him not. Thus have we sent down our decree in a precipitous tablet. 133. Give ear, O King, unto the voice that calleth from the fire which burneth in this burdened tree, on this Sinai which hath been raised above the hallowed and snow-white spot, beyond the everlasting city. Verily there is none other God but me, the ever-forgiving, the most merciful. We in truth have sent him whom we aided with the Holy Spirit, that he may announce unto you this light that hath shone forth from the horizon of the will of your Lord, the most exalted, the all-glorious, and whose signs have been revealed in the west. Set your faces towards him on this day, which God hath exalted above all other days, and whereon the all-merciful hath shed the splendor of his effulgent glory upon all who are in heaven and all who are on earth. Arise thou to serve God and help his cause. He verily will assist thee with the hosts of the seen and the unseen, and will set thee king over all that whereon the sun riseth. Thy Lord in truth is the all-powerful, the almighty. 134. The breezes of the most merciful have passed over all created things. Happy the man that hath discovered their fragrance and set himself towards them with a sound heart. Attire thy temple with the ornament of my name, and thy tongue with remembrance of me, and thine heart with love for me, the Almighty, the Most High. We have desired for thee naught except that which is better for thee than what thou dost possess and all the treasures of the earth. Thy Lord verily is knowing, informed of all. Arise in my name amongst my servants, and say, O ye peoples of the earth, turn yourselves towards him who hath turned towards you. He verily is the face of God amongst you, and his testimony and his guide unto you. He hath come to you with signs which none can produce. The voice of the burning bush is raised in the midmost heart of the world, and the Holy Spirit calleth aloud among the nations, Lo, the desired one is come with manifest dominion. This is the end of side one. Please stop the tape, turn it over, and continue on side two.